Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
More and more things to deal with for the Falcons. It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, we will get to our picks for the weekend, and also we'll get to the dog report. Georgia playing Charlotte. They host Charlotte this Saturday afternoon, 12:45, and then Georgia Tech's playing a night game. But Mike just mentioned it before the top of the hour there with the Billy Bowman suffering an Achilles injury. Coach saying it does not look good, and he has been ruled out for Sunday's game. This is just more crap to deal with. And look, I know injuries can happen at any time, but a walkthrough? I mean, really?
That's what I said before the break, man. It's like, that's when you just feel like you're born under a bad sign.
Oh.
You know, everybody, it's funny. When I was in Germany coming back from Berlin, changing planes, and this guy Gerald is a big listener of ours, goes, "You know what happened? We move those churches." Mm-hmm. People always. Now, look, the churches were compensated. The churches have been rebuilt, and the churches are prosperous. But there's just so much, or, you know, people just feel.
That was holy ground.
That this thing is just so strange that we've not had a home playoff game. 17, we had to go on the road. We've got now 8 seasons without the playoffs, barring an unbelievable, incredible, Ali-like return to the ring of Kirk Cousins. And these next 7 games. But yeah, Billy Bowman, they dialed up the blitz the other day. I mean, he makes plays. When he's on the field, this cat just makes plays. He's a ball hawk. He's a dude.
He is.
And again, we don't know the severity of it, but Raheem Morris says, quote, "It wasn't great regarding an Achilles." How does that even happen, to your point?
Well, again,
you
take a misstep, or, you know, maybe it's a half jog or something. And look, I certainly didn't have an Achilles, you know, blowout, but I had an Achilles strain. And it hurt.
Remember that? You had to go.
It hurt.
You had to heel toe it for like a couple of months.
Yeah, and I was literally in here stretching. Mike's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "These are the stretches they told me to do." It's just, and I didn't do anything hard, you know? So, I mean, look, I don't know, Mike, but it's a frustrating thing. For some of you, are going to say, "Well, Billy Bowman, do we win the game? Are we better with him?" Yes, we're better with him. This is one of the rookies, guys, that is actually playing well for us. We've been better with him on the field. And so, you talk about the development again and the long-term viability of a guy like Billy Bowman, potentially now. And I just had this argument. It's not even an argument with one of our listeners who said, "Dukes, I don't care if Cousins wins 7 in a row. He's not my starter next year." And I had to explain to him, here's the situation, guys. He's under contract, okay? And whether he wins 7 in a row, again, that's pie in the sky, as we like to say. But he's under contract. Most of the guaranteed money for Kirk Cousins has been paid out. But if Penix is unavailable, and right now it doesn't feel like he's going to be available for the start of the season, who's your quarterback, Atlanta? You guys act like we got another guy in a closet somewhere. We're just going to open it up, and he's going to run outside and go, "Oh, I'm the guy." You have a guy under contract. You at least know what he is. He has won games, and if he can show us this time around in seven week, you know, span of games that he can win games, My guess is that is your best option. It's better than bringing in Garoppolo or Russell Wilson or any of these other guys that potentially will be available.
Right. It just, you know, you can't really have a negotiation with him to, like, take some kind of, I mean, would he be willing to restructure? That's the thing. That's just insane.
Well, that's the thing.
Because right now, like, Kurt is not happy he's here. He's not happy we drafted Penix. He's not happy he couldn't be traded before the trade deadline. And that's my spidey sense, just throwing it out there. But now we're going to rely on this guy and probably a better fit for what Zach Robinson has been trying to do and all the things which we thought we should have been doing all of the time, that Penix Jr. has to be taught and has to learn how to be under center. You can always mix in shotgun. I know they use it with the Rams. But for us, having the kind of running backs we have, play action with Cousins, under center, setting up Tyler and Bijan. Let's go.
Yeah. And now, look, the whole idea was 3 years, and then you release him post-June 1, and you take that cap hit over two seasons. Mm-hmm. It reduces the number. That was the thought. If you knew Penix was going to be completely healthy and the man, we don't know that now. So now, Mike, that plan is in flux, and we just can't throw the baby out with the bathwater and just be like, well, you know what? He's got to go. Well, you guys better have a damn plan, because right now, at quarterback, I don't know what the plan is outside of having Cousins under contract. So that's why I'm saying what I'm saying in regards to I actually need him to play well over these 7 weeks.
Right. But again, and then the overlying factor here is Fontenot even going to be able to make these decisions? Is Arthur Blank going to, you know, blow everything up? Is Arthur Blank going to keep – I can't see him keeping a coach and firing the GM, you know, or vice versa. I don't know. But I do know that Terry's had 5 years to put a team in the playoffs, and he hasn't been able to do it.
Well, I think it was Day-Day who sent us something today that said he's on top of the list when you talk about guys being on the hot seat because of the tenure, Mike.
Right.
Here's the thing. This is like the golden rule in the NFL. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Guys, we'll get to our picks coming up here in less than 6 minutes. But most general managers get two coaches. After that, it gets really dicey. So you usually get the guy that you came in with, doesn't work, you stay, they go, and then you get another guy. After that, Mike, usually you're talking about 5 to 7 years of time with the franchise. You've had time to bring in your guys, you've had time to draft, you've had time to get your quarterback, you've had time to do all this stuff. It should have turned. Right. But when you go through two coaches, just kind of those golden rules where you talk about, all right, well, what is it about the NFL? This is one of those unspoken rules. Mike, it is rare that general managers get 3 and 4 coaches under their tenure.
You know, unless, you know, you think about it, was Greer in Miami, I think, had 3 coaches.
Correct. And he should have been got last time.
A lot of folks felt that, you know, and he kind of, the story I got down there was he was kind of backstabbing Flores and all that, but it got sideways in the lawsuit, et cetera. But, and Ross is a very patient owner. He just doesn't give a crap. But, yeah, I don't know. Somebody's going to come in. The thing is, I see a lot on social media. Who would ever take this? Guys, there's only 32 of these jobs. Somebody has a plan. Somebody believes in their stuff. And so you're not going to have a problem replacing either a coach or a general manager. It's just whoever does take the job over is going to be left in a really tough situation that you just laid out. And how do we proceed? Not knowing what to, first off, what do you think? How does a person evaluate Penix? Maybe it's a general manager who never would have drafted Penix Jr. in the first place. So we'll see. First things first, let's just see where we go with these. Guys, it's 2 months of football. The season's not over.
That's it.
I know you don't want to hear it. And I know, look, if we lose to the Saints, bring it. I know it's going to be like on Monday. It's going to be, luckily we'll be medicated playing golf.
This is true.
We're going to be up there for the Brown Grass Golf Tournament coming up on Monday, helping Pets for Vets. But, yeah, we lose to the Saints. I mean, there's no turning back from that.
Yeah, it's going to be the lowest point. I keep thinking, and I said this to you a few weeks ago, you know, what's the lowest point? Is this the lowest point? And I kept thinking, all right, no. We lose the Saints, it's low. And then I kept thinking, wait a minute, what if you follow that up with a loss to the Jets? To me, that's the lowest of the low. And when everybody says there will be no change during the season, that's where I disagree with you. I think if you get – now you're talking about a 7-game losing streak, Mike, and you just lost to not only one of the worst teams in the league, two of the worst teams in the league in back-to-back situations – I think you just, as ownership, you've got to make a change. But we're not there yet. But that, to me, would be the lowest of the lowest point.
Right. I mean, the 5-game losing streak with Dan Quinn, he had a 6-game losing streak. He also had another 5-game losing streak.
Don't remind me.
He had a 5-game losing streak. He got fired. Ream Morris took over. He ended the season with a 5-game losing streak. That's why a lot of folks weren't really enamored with the idea of bringing him back. So we'll see. You've got stuff to play for. The one thing for guys like Ebba Cady, you know, the tape, you want to make good tape because if you're not coming back here, you're trying to get somewhere else. You know, we got a lot of players out there, Carl. I mean, one of the guys is just kind of a disappointment, Leonard Floyd. Talked about that the other day.
Yeah. been quiet.
Didn't get the impact we thought we were looking for. Now, the good news is maybe the coaching staff says, let's just turn Pierce Jr. and Jalen Walker loose now that they're 100% and Jalen's healthy. But, yeah, that's one of those acquisitions I thought we'd get more out of this year.
Yeah, I agree. All right, your thoughts are more than welcome, guys, as you chime in on this. And really, you know, the Billy Bowman injury just adds insult to injury. I mean...
A playmaker who hits, you can use him anywhere in the field, in the dime pack, a million ways you can use this guy's a Swiss Army knife.
Yep. 3-7 is the record. And as much as we are talking about where we need to go, Mike's right, and we've been talking about it all week. We do have still and meaningful games. I know it doesn't feel that way, but they are. I mean, who thought we were going to lose a division last year? Nobody. And then we did. So you say 7 weeks, that's a lot of football and it is a long time. But you gotta win Sunday, and then we'll see where it goes, and we need to see what the injury situation is, Mike, and what this team looks like from a health standpoint with Drake potentially coming back. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need some of these big dogs to come back and play, but I also need the guys that are on the field to step up and play better than they are.
Well, Darnell Mooney, I mean, what's up and who are you? Let's go, Darnell. Need him to really step up. I don't know. I mean, I shudder to think.
You sound defeated.
Well, I'm like, okay, maybe Pitts can do something. Pitts had a couple of touchdowns with Kirk Cousins last year. But I have no faith in Kirk. I have absolutely. Yeah, I got no faith in Kyle Pitts, man. I hope Kirk can rally, man. I hope these guys. And I wonder where the mindset is on this team. Because, you know, we talked to Jalen. We replayed that interview. Everybody seems to have their head in the right place. But it's human nature, guys. You know, when your season's going the way this is going, some guys are going to check out. It happens.
I'm curious to see that.
Some guys have already checked out, or they choose the wrong moments to check out. That's why we lost some of these games this year.
I'm curious to see if that plays out, because if that does, then, Mike, you definitely got to do something. Whether you believe that we need change or not, or wherever you're at in the stance of where this football team is, that's the one thing that can't happen. But I don't think it has. Look, we've been in games. I don't think guys have quit. Not yet. But right. I don't think that effort thing and all of that has been the issue. We just don't do things we need to do, man.
Pitts should be the ultimate red zone weapon. That's why he was drafted. He's got one touchdown this year.
Yeah.
You know, and it just drives you crazy. And I've already covered it a lot this week, but it's true. I mean, the Berlin game, that you could change the whole complexion of that game. You put pressure on the Colts and Daniel Jones. If he catches that ball, he probably takes it to the house. But he can't make that play. You know, and that's why, you know, when we talk about, well, then there's times where when he finally gets in the game, is maybe his head's not into it because you didn't get him involved early on. So you can't win with this guy. It's a catch 22.
Yeah.
That's why I keep saying he is like literally the poster boy for all the things that have gone south on this squad. Day, what you got?
You want to look at things on a – you want to look at something that's bright?
Well, I'm trying to.
Give me something.
Mike is defeated right now.
Mooney's only had 16 catches this year, by the way.
Maybe this will make you guys feel good.
Okay.
The last time the Falcons had a 6-game losing streak, they snapped it at New Orleans.
Hey!
There you go.
All right. There we go.
2019. There you go.
Yes.
Something to look forward to.
Okay. So that's what's going to happen on Sunday?
That's what's going to happen on Sunday.
I hope so.
I'm not picking it. But that's what's going to happen on Sunday.
I hope so. All right, man. We're coming back. And by the way, I want to have a conversation with you about Kyle Pitts. I do. Because okay. I know in everything you're saying is not wrong. I just – 2 years ago I said he's the key. Would you stop it? Would you stop? I'm talking about Oren with this music. But, yeah, I said he's the key to the offense. And he didn't do jack. And then this year he teased us.
Right.
We'll talk about it. We're going to get to
that. Oh, he's a tease, all right.
We'll talk about it. But we got to get to the picks, man. We will do that. What games we like. This thing is close. All of a sudden, this is anybody's ball game. We'll give you the records. Day-Day, myself, Mike, and Oren. We'll come back with the picks of the week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It's time for the picks of the week on Dukes and Bell. And all of a sudden, things have gotten really interesting. We do this for fun, for entertainment. If you're betting your house on these picks, it's your fault, not ours.
Get help.
Day-Day, 20-16. Oren is 15-21. I'm 17-19. Mike, 16-20. This is anybody's ball game. Last week, tough week for the crew. Everybody struggled last week.
Yeah, I had 2 weeks in a row now, 1-2. So I'm kind of scuffling.
All right, man. We got some good games to look ahead to. We pick against the spread, over-unders. Of course, we got plenty of college football to look ahead to. And once we get past that, we will only pick, obviously, playoff games and NFL playoff games and whatnot. But we do this throughout the season, and it's all about bragging rights, man. We have a lot of fun with it. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Day-Day, you were in the lead, sir, but barely. you need a 3-0 weekend, huh?
I need one. I got to create some separation. Oh. So, and before I do that, guys, forgive me, but I got to do this. My son texted me before the show.
Yeah.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with this. This is a proud papa moment.
He informed me that he has earned second team all-region honors in his freshman year.
Congratulations.
So,
that's great.
Yeah, man, really, really proud of him, man.
And, get ready for that phone to start ringing, Day-Day.
Man, I'm just again, proud of him, man. He keeps his head down and just grinds, and
great.
Just really proud
of him. I'll tell you, that Lewis kid, Carl, he's a full qualifier. Max Howell here. I think he could go to Georgia. I think he's leaning towards Alabama. I'll hang up and listen.
So shout out to my son, Carson Lewis, man. All right, man.
True freshman starting
true
Carson.
Freshman. Yes, sir.
Love
yes,
it.
Sir.
Love
thank
it.
You. Yeah, right, man. And they get their playoffs going tonight. They had
what's
a first
that line,
round bye. Stop it. They had a first round bye.
Who are they playing tonight?
So they'll play Aquinas out of Augusta.
Okay.
So
what they're like, making that trip up here.
Yeah, like they're making that trip up here.
Probably, yeah.
Will you stop it?
Okay. Well, good luck, man, and congratulations. All right, go ahead.
All right,
go ahead.
Here we go. So I'm going to go with the Lions, man. They are a 10-point favorite against the Giants. I think the Giants are just, unfortunately, going the wrong way. Jackson Dart.
Is he
still
back?
No, he's still in protocol as of earlier today.
He ruled out.
Yeah, so he's officially ruled out now. So
Is it Jameis?
Yeah.
I believe it's famous again.
Yeah, it's probably going to be Jameis again. And this one is at home indoors for Detroit. So
okay. Give
me the Lions to cover that 10.
Yeah, that's going
to
be a whooping.
Then my next two, I'm going to college.
Wait, you said it was at 10?
Yeah, I see it at 10 right now.
12, right?
Oh, no, it moved.
I see it at 12 and a half.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have to take some more, pal.
No.
You're going to be laying 12 and a half now.
Give it to me at 11.
It was 10 and a half. And
now Jackson Dart is officially out with a concussion. Ergo, it's 12 and a half.
No.
You don't get the line from 8 hours ago.
When I wrote this down, I wrote this down.
Okay,
you know what? When I win, I am changing the rules.
12 and a half.
No,
you can't. You be the woman to write this down because I'm writing my lines out on Monday then.
We go with the line at the time. It's 3:26, Joe.
You know what? I'm going to let him hang. Give it to me at 12 and a half.
All right, you got
to
win by two scores now, Coach.
Okay.
All right, man.
Show you guys.
All this crying about the line.
Fast on us real quick
here. If you believe in the game, believe in it.
Yeah. Go call your bookie. But it was 10.
Whatever. I would have got it with my bookie at the 10.
All right,
here we go. I'm going to college with my next two, Oklahoma and Missouri.
Check this line. Let me get the line out here.
Yeah, check the line. I wrote it down at 6.5. Is it still 6.5?
It is.
All right.
Stay tuned. Wait one.
You know what's kind of cool about the expanded playoffs in this time of the year? Teams, even if they're out of it, like Missouri is in this situation, they can still play spoiler.
It's up to 6.5 now, Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's what I got. So I'm going to take Oklahoma covering the 6.5.
All right.
Because I feel like, again, for them, they got to show and prove that they deserve where they're at right now in the playoffs. They got to show and prove they deserve that spot and maybe an opportunity to move up.
You worried
even
about
further.
Missouri's quarterback being back?
No, I'm not, because I think it might be a case of how when Mateer went out. Maybe he's coming back a little too soon and not quite ready.
Venables versus Drinkowitz. Loser leaves town.
All right, and then on my last one, sticking with college, SMU Louisville. This is the same situation. SMU. Now, they're going to need some help ahead of them because Virginia, Georgia Tech, Pitt all obviously sitting at one loss in the conference.
That
SMU with two, but unfortunately for SMU, they're going to need more so Pitt to lose versus Georgia Tech, and then they'd still need Virginia to lose. So with that being said, I don't like the spread at 2.5 because I think Louisville is still dangerous. Give me the over of 50.5.
Okay, you feel good?
I feel good.
You good with 12.5?
I'm good with 10. Detroit at 10. I'm good with Detroit at 10.
Detroit at 12.5. Uh-huh. Fair enough. I like it. I told Day-Day today when we did our behind-the-scenes show to give me Georgia Tech. This is the moment. You've waited a long time, and this is not a Phil Collins song, okay?
I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Wait, hold on. This is my favorite part of the song.
But now, do you still want it, Carl? Because it's moved up to 5.5.
No, man, I took it at 2.5.
No.
Oh, no. No, I'm just kidding.
I took it this morning. It's on tape.
I'm just kidding. It's on tape.
It's 2.5. It's still 2.5.
Now,
I like the over-under in this. I think the over in this is like 60 right now, 60.5.
Okay.
But I will get to it in a second.
Yeah. No, I feel like this is the moment. Brent Key has gotten to this spot. It should be electric. Pitt can play spoiler. But you've been waiting all season to have this moment. And I know everybody's concerned about what's going to happen with the Georgia game. Let me tell you a secret. Doesn't matter. Win this game, win your ACC championship game, you're in the playoff. So it matters from the standpoint of pride and the rivalry. But if you're talking about the College Football Playoff Committee, this is the game you absolutely need. Give me Georgia Tech 2.5 to cover at home. I'm with you on the OU game. Here's why. When you start looking at the teams that are looking on the outside, from the outside in, you're talking about a few 8-2 teams. That includes USC, big game this week against Oregon. They're 8-2. Vandy, 8-2. They're playing their rival, or at least one of them, in Kentucky. They should handle business, but one of these 8-2 teams is going to lose, which is going to help somebody slide up. Miami, 8-2. Also, Utah, who currently is sitting, I think, at 12 or 13, depending on the College Football Playoff rankings, they're also 8-2. So Oklahoma desperately needs to win this game, and you can't go to Bama and then lay an egg, Mike, the next week and wet the bed. They cover the 6.5 against Mizzou. Last but not least, you keep counting them out. I'm counting them in. Chiefs beat the Colts, and they cover the 3 this week. Last week, they played well enough to win and didn't get it done. I'm going Chiefs this week. It is a 3-point spread. In some places, I've seen it at 3.5, but double check. I think it's 3. I like the Chiefs to win.
See it at 3.5 on my end.
Give it to
my
me.
End. 3.5? All right.
Carl has no worries. Carl does not fear the half
You guys realize if the playoffs started today, the Kansas City Chiefs would not be in the playoffs?
They'd be out.
Every game is must win now.
That ain't happening. Guys, they're going to stand up and play well, and they should beat the Colts this week. But the Colts are playing again for home field advantage throughout in the AFC. This is a big game for them in a big spot.
But I just think, you know, that Spagnuolo and that defense, you can rattle Daniel Jones. Everyone is waiting for Daniel Jones to crap the bed.
Well, he's Indiana Jones, isn't he?
He almost did it against us. I'm saying Daniel Jones is wobbling. You're seeing it. You just need to – Carl, he's leaning. You can just push him over. And that's – I'm with you. I think the Chiefs will do it.
Mike, what do you got, brother?
Hey, man. I'm also with Carl on Georgia Tech. I'm not going to – I was thinking about betting the over. I'm just going to go with Jack if they've got to. Pitt is a bit schizophrenic at times. They're going to score some points in this game because Tech's defense make them down to a field goal, but the field goal gets us home at 2.5. So I'm going to roll with the Jackets. Also in college, not many people are noticing, but Lincoln Riley very quietly has got things cooking with USC. Probably, arguably, the second best offense maybe behind Indiana that Oregon has faced. And I just think 10 is a bit rich. I'm not saying Oregon's going to lose, but I think a pack of Trojans will cover that 10, Carl, going up to Oregon. So I'm going to go with USC plus 10. And then in the pros, I got to wait all the way till Monday night for this one. Carolina Panthers are a team which is trying to figure out their identity. We just make them look much better than they are. Robert Saleh is better at his job than Ulbrich, and the 49ers will cover that 7. 49ers are surging. They just didn't even mess around with Arizona. Beat them like a drum. And this is at home for San Francisco on Monday night. Crappy Monday night game. I'm taking the 49ers minus 7 over Carolina.
Mike, they shouldn't be 7-win team right now with all the injuries and everything they've dealt with. Quarterback, there's no way they should be a 7-win team.
Better coach team.
But they are. All right. Last but not least, Big O, what do you got? Orange 15-21, by the way. I'm 17-19. Day-Day's 20-16, leading the pack. Mike is 16-20. Oh, what you got?
It's kind of the reversal because I'm killing it right now on Chris's show. I picked the Texans last night to cover. I'm like damn near 10 games over 500 in that league. This one, not so much. So let's go ahead and screw everybody here. And Tech, I'm taking them also.
Oh, no! No! Yes. Wave off! No, you just – oh, man.
Yes.
Brent hears
I'm
this.
Sorry.
He's going to kill us. No, that's the kiss of death.
I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry,
you can't.
Brent. I'm sorry,
you,
Carl. I'm
you
sorry,
you have
Mike.
To pick another game.
No, I'm with Mike on this. I mean, like, come on. Oh,
you can't
you know
do
what?
It.
I'm not scared. And right. Tech shouldn't be scared either. It shouldn't take three people
trend.
Picking one game
by the way,
to ruin it for them.
Not one time this season have we all been on one game like this. All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. There's something up in Philly right now. We talked about it kind of yesterday, and Dallas is coming in scoring a whole lot of points right now, and they're somewhat healthy. So give me Dallas plus the 3.5 versus
Philly.
Oh,
you like the Cowboys to cover.
Oh, come on.
Like the Cowboys to cover.
The Cowboys!
Yes.
No way,
and then,
Jose.
Like I said, I ain't scared. I'm
they're wearing
it.
The Kelly Green, by the way, in Dallas. So the Eagles,
are they?
Eagles going old school Reggie White jerseys.
I ain't scared. I'm going to do it. Birds, 2.5. Down in New Orleans.
Oh, you're saying they're going to snap this streak?
They're going to snap it on Sunday.
You
give it to me.
Confidence we're going to snap this streak.
Give it to me. Though I did make my pick before the Billy Bowman injury, so right. I like that it may be a little bit higher of a number, but I don't think Daddy is going to do that for me. So,
Day-Day, what is the number for the Saints game? Is it still 2?
2.5.
I'm still seeing it at 2.5, Saints favorite.
All right. Mike, you like that?
The Falcons?
Let's do or die, man. At this point, they lost.
They've lost 5 in a row. Drake London's not playing. Sure, let's go with the Falcons on the road.
Why did you say it like that?
Yeah.
Come on.
The most honest answer you could possibly give. Sure. No, I mean, Falcons?
I'm being straight with you. Falcons getting 2, right? Is it 2.5 or 2? What do you got at them?
2.5.
All right, man. Nah, I mean, I I'm trying to be positive, but it's hard. It's hard. I can't lie to the listeners, Carl.
No, we're not lying. It's just.
Yeah,
it's just hard.
I just need Cousins. Like he's capable of it. I think. I mean, we'll see.
He's capable.
Saints a bad team, man, but we're not much better.
All right, coming up, we'll get to the dog report. Third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing coming up on Monday. Even if you can't play, you can still help benefit a great cause. Go to 929thegame.com, click on the events page, donate to Pets for Vets, a charity that pairs our nation's heroes with trained working animals. And we'll see you on the course Monday, man. For Georgia Tech, this is the moment. This is the time.
Hit it.
This is it.
This is my favorite part of the song.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
By the way, speaking of spreads, nobody took the dogs on our picks. 44.5-point favorite.
Kirby, don't cover.
As they host Charlotte, Mike. Charlotte's won a game, bro.
They're horrible. Now, I mean, the idea is when do you get the starters out, and there's too many variables, and then by the time you're getting to the fourth string, and I don't know. I just, look, yes, they covered against Texas, but historically, against Patty Cakes, Kirby generally doesn't embarrass people.
You're right. I mean, look, it's a big number. But Georgia, look, this is the kind of game where they should be up like 30-6 in the first quarter.
Right.
I said first quarter.
Yeah. I mean, 30-0. I don't know where they're getting their six from.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, you said it. By that point, the third team should be in there. Either way, early start for the Dogs as well. And then they'll start focusing, which they already have, by the way, on Georgia Tech. Do not think for one second that Kirby and his staff are not already thinking about Tech. But Tech at home, night game, and Day-Day just mentioned that it's sold out. So punch your ticket to the ACC championship with a win, man.
Right. And one nugget on the pros real quick before we get back to college thing.
Yeah, man.
Falcons are at 40 or 40.5 right now, the over-under.
Okay.
So basically Vegas thinks it could be like a 21-17. You know, that sounds about right. That takes you under.
Neither one of these teams score, man.
Yeah.
They just don't.
So that's I didn't touch it, but it is. I mean, you could make the compelling argument for the under on Sunday afternoon.
All right. Coming up, Steve Coonan's going to join us, Hawks CEO. We're also going to get a chance to talk to our buddy Jeremy Fowler, some NFL conversation, the national view of what's going on with the Falcons. Look, we think, okay, with all the comments about our offense and, you know, the variations of things that you've heard with what people around the league or people who cover the league think is what's wrong, what's going on with our offense, the national view, again, Mike, and this is where the conflict comes in. There are a lot of people I've talked to, Mike, that say this team should be much better and the talent is here. And you said to me the other day, are we too close to it? I think a lot of people feel like, again, when healthy, the pieces have been on the field to do the necessary things to win these games, but it hasn't happened. And I think because of that, the national view is a little bit skewed. It's a little bit different. Because we are right here and we're living it every day. But I will say, I'm curious to ask Jeremy Fowler about, you know, some of this stuff with the coach. Because now, as we get to the end of the season, the next 7 weeks, guys, there may be three or four more coaches fired by the time we get to the end of the season. These teams that are thinking about it are not going to wait, and they're going to get ahead of this. And so this is usually that time, Mike, over the next, you know, 5 weeks before we get to Black Monday, which is the week after the season ends, when we could have three more coaches fired easily in the NFL.
Yeah, I know that you just had a big hiring cycle the last couple of years, but nobody gets, you know, the time like you used to. You know, like college coaches get 4 years recruiting cycle. We're seeing it now in the NFL. The Gerard Mayo thing was in the contract, still made no sense, and it didn't work. Are the Browns going to finally move on from Stefanski?
Feels like he's safe because the owner admitted that he screwed up the Deshaun Watson thing.
Right. I don't know how you move on from Zach Taylor with the Bengals. Nobody stays healthy. Joe Burrow is the oft-injured. Obviously, Harbaugh's not going anywhere. Tomlin's not going anywhere. I believe Aaron Glenn is okay. Most people presume that Coach McDonald will get fired in Miami, but the owner didn't move on yet. But I read Armando Salguero. He thinks he's going to go. Now Buffalo fans are saying, is McDermott the right guy for the job all of a sudden?
Well, Mike, you can't be this good, all in, paid all your guys, and your team still looks the way it has. They've looked good at times, but they've been, again, beaten by us. Beat last night by a Texans team that a lot of people said, oh, they shouldn't even be in the game. I'm not sure if it's McDermott, but he is the only guy you're going to blame. You're not moving on from Josh Allen.
Right.
So he is going to get the blame. They're 7-4. It's not like they're out of it, but they're 2-3 on the road. If they have to go on the road in the playoffs, I don't trust Buffalo.
The other thing is, and it'll be interesting to see, Arizona, the Bidwells are kind of a screw-up, dysfunctional team. You know, they did go to the Super Bowl once, we know that, but Gannon, is Gannon safe? Is Kyler Murray going to kill two coaches?
No, they're going to move on from Kyler Murray. That Murray experiment is done. Gannon will get his guy in there, whoever that's going to be. And when you look at how they've drafted, they've actually drafted really good. Look, McBride is a beast at tight end.
Oh, yeah. I got him in my fantasy team. He's a stud.
He go look at some of these guys that they've brought in. I think Gannon is safe, but they got to make a decision, and they already have, apparently, at least, you know, what I'm hearing, that the experiment with Kyler Murray's done.
But right now, it's Titans, Giants. As far as so there's
open
jobs. Not as many, and as I'm saying, maybe there won't be as big a job, many job openings as it was 2 years ago.
Open jobs, yeah, because Carolina's not, with the way they're playing right now, they're not moving on from
and
their
And Canales, they want to continue the development with Bryce Young.
Absolutely. You said it, the Jets thing, they're not going to give, you know, Aaron Glenn a year and then you know,
right, throw jerk his chain.
That's not going to happen.
Got to get a quarterback in there.
And they know that. And the owner has said as much. 404-726-0929. But things get weird the last part of an NFL season. And especially when you start raising expectations. You know, when there are teams that feel like they're going to be a playoff team, we were one of them last year, and then they blow it, it changes the thought pattern of the ownership group, Mike. And every time we see this happens, there are teams that just fall apart for whatever reason. Look, the Bears guys are 7-3. They've won the last three games, basically last possession of the game the last 3 weeks. All of a sudden, everybody's talking about Caleb Williams and this development, how good he looks and how all of a sudden he's doing the things that Ben Johnson wants to do. A lot of people think the Bears are going to fall apart. They've done something that they normally don't do. Win these possessions, these last possession, you know, one possession games, that's not what they've done. But are they going to remain where they are right now? And that, by the way, it's a big game for them at home against the Steelers this weekend.
It's a big toss-up because the Bears are 1-2 in the division, but everybody's got to play everybody. That's the thing. Because Packers have only played one division game. Lions are 1-2 in the division, too, by the way.
Yep.
So it is kind of interesting. But, hey, that's the coach. That's a guy that interviewed here 2 years ago. And for whatever reason, it didn't happen. But it's a dude, I think, in Ben John, he's a good fit to get Caleb Williams where he needs to be. And he's doing it. Yeah. And Liam Cohen's doing a decent job in Jacksonville.
What about Pete Carroll, man?
Pete Carroll, that's a train wreck. And Geno, look, you knew Geno had a ceiling. Geno, it's like
he signed off on it.
But yeah, Pete Carroll, I like the energy. You know, Annie Agar, who does those amazing NFL memes, she's got one. Do you see the one where it's like either it's a camel or I forget, somebody's chewing because, you know, Pete always chews gum. And it's basically he's making fun of Pete, just kind of standing there while the thing is just falling apart. I don't know. Look. Let's be honest. You got another owner who's kind of a knucklehead. What is Tom? I presume Tom Brady signed off on the Pete Carroll thing, right? But you know, but you still got you've still got a knucklehead owner in Mark Davis with the Raiders.
Yeah,
does he know what he's doing?
Well,
is Pete going to have a second year with this?
Who knows? Allegedly, Brady has had more say than they're leading on.
Okay,
but yeah, the quarterback thing is interesting because you would think he'd have a bigger thought, you know, on that is where they go.
But I'm just Geno is Pete's boy from Seattle. It hasn't worked.
But I'm just saying, like, Pete Carroll is a guy that could be done. And the thing with that is, Mike, don't want to be an age discriminate guy, but he's not going to be there in 5 years. When and if the Raiders do get good, right?
Right.
Is Pete Carroll still in charge? I think the thought process was he knows how to build a winner. He'll come in here. He'll help to get the foundation. Everybody said, yeah, this is great because we haven't had that. And then we'll transition. but it feels like they're missing a lot of pieces.
You know, when I was over there in Germany, running into so many Falcon fans, even had some Falcon fans say this to me on Sunday at halftime during the loss, unfortunately, to Carolina. And now it's never going to happen, but a lot of guys are throwing it out there to me, and we've seen it on social media. Day-Day, what's your thoughts, Carl, that you go talk to Kirby Smart, and you say, Kirby?
So who?
Blank check. I'm off the blank. Kirby, what's it going to take?
No way.
Kirby, no.
No way. No,
and that's what I've told these folks. It's no not. Way. It's an impossibility. It's not going to happen. And Kirby doesn't. Now, at some point, that may change, where Kirby will, you know, after at some point, like Saban, you know, he'll pivot and say, yeah, I'm in. But the money is so good in the college game, it's a moot point now. Exactly. So I just want to save people the time. So if you see me, don't ask me about that, because that's exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I just think his heart is at the collegiate level. And regardless of how it's changed, I thought Jalen Walker said it best. Like, all this stuff changes. He hasn't changed who he is, and he hasn't changed how right. he coaches. And I think, you know, more than anything, once you realize this is where your heart's at, that's where you need to be. Spurrier was a great college coach. In the NFL. But who turns down that kind of money at the time when he was
right.
going to
you
the
gotta
league?
You got to do it. You got to do it.
Right? So I've never thought that – and Saban, too. Saban went through this. Guys, he's talked about it, you know. He did the NFL thing because, again, it's the next thing. A lot of these guys want to conquer with their ego. I got to go conquer this. But at the end of the day, his heart, you know, Miss Terry's heart. They were college folks, man. They were right. they were college coaches and people that wanted to influence young men's lives. I think that's where Kirby is. That's why I – Mike, we don't ever hear – how can you be the best coach in college football and you never hear his name out there with the NFL?
Right. It's not even getting to square one. No. Now, Lane Kiffin, head coach of the NFL, Al Davis had some strong things to say about him and his personality.
Yep.
Has he matured? Has he grown up after being in the wilderness down in South Florida and then getting this gig? Latest on Lane Kiffin, his rep. So Jimmy Sexton is talking to Florida, according to 24/7 Sports.
What's that contract going to look like?
13.5. You know, it's going to be at least $13 million. That's what people are saying. His daughter was seen at an LSU boosters event. So, I mean, and you've already heard the story, but the wife was already flown, and the family, apparently Lane is reconciled with the wife, much like Billy Bob Thornton in Landman. And apparently the wife and family are back. And the idea now that Ed Orgeron, they would like the idea of reuniting, because Ed Orgeron is a tremendous recruiter. And again, I don't know how Lane would feel about having him.
But I think they've worked together.
They did at USC and at other stops at Tennessee as well. Remember Ed Orgeron showed up? Tennessee boys! Remember that? We joked around about that. But getting back to Lane, yeah, they're giving him all the resources. LSU, to me, makes perfect sense. And if you believe that there is that ultimatum, which Lane told Pat McAfee, no ultimatum. I did yoga with the AD. But a lot of people do feel that that is, in fact, happened. And there is a line in the sand before the Egg Bowl. But Lane, to me, the LSU thing just makes so much sense.
You know what's crazy? If Ole Miss had the stones, like, they'd just be like, we're done with this, right? But Lane has all the power here.
Correct. He's got all the leverage.
He's got all the leverage.
And you're never going to replace him. You're never going to find a coach like the Swagger. Now, again, you could argue about the defense, but did beat Georgia last year. They are ranked. They're in the position for the playoffs. He's 50. You know what I mean? If you're, like I said yesterday, if you're an Ole Miss, I feel for Ole Miss fans, because there's nothing worse than being over a barrel like this with a coach who's a hot prospect.
Yeah. I mean, like, a lot of people said, just why don't they just cut the cord and tell Lane we're done and move on?
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, there goes your season. There goes your chance of doing something.
Well, that's the thing. I think the biggest part about this is, if in fact he leaves between now and the start of the college football playoff, that is another ugly mark on his resume.
Bad. Optics on that are terrible.
And that is the problem I think personally he may be dealing with. Because he's been saying and preaching to his team, like, you know, oh, when you're good, these are the things that happen, and people want you, and I'm here. Okay. We'll see. Coming up, Jeremy Fowler is going to talk NFL with us. We will get some guy talk in here, and Steve Coonan in the 4 o'clock hour as well. Happy Friday, everybody. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.